Look outside, look out your car window or into your backyard, and try to erase everything you see. Take away the playgrounds and the concrete parking lots. Strip away the trees and the grass and the topsoil in your garden. This is the way Kevin Kincare imagines the world. A picture of nothing except naked landforms, massive hills, and cavernous valleys. All created by gigantic pieces of ice that gouged and ground their way down the globe from Canada. This would be the picture of Great Lakes states about 15,000 years ago. It's the picture Kincare is slowly putting down on paper.
This is a big chunk of granite, and you can see this one side is flat and looks polished. The glacier was moving across. There's grooves right here. So this is the direction the ice was moving right.
Kincare is a glacial geologist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. 6 years ago, he helped start the Central Great Lakes Geologic Mapping Coalition. It's a group of geologists from four states, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio, and the U.S. Geological Survey. They're working to put together a 3D digital map of the region's glacial geology. They'll map everything down to the bedrock, which can be hundreds of feet below the Earth's surface. The first step in geologic mapping is compiling information from local maps. After that, it's out to the field. At Tacey Brothers Gravel Pit, a massive machine sorts big scoops of earth into piles of sand, gravel, and rocks. Kincare is now working on mapping a small county on Lake Michigan. He says looking at a gravel pit is like looking at nature's record of thousands of years of changes to the planet's surface.
That starts to pull the whole story together, is how the ice retreated across the county from east to west, and where all the rivers that were carrying the melting glacier ice and depositing thick sections of sand, and where the glacial lakes were, where all the silt and clay was dropping out.
Geologists say one of the most important uses for the maps is locating water resources. Nationally, Michigan ranks first in the number of people who use household wells to get their drinking water. Illinois, Ohio, and Indiana rank in the top 15 in the nation for household well use. Gary Witkowski's job is to protect the environment in his county in southwest Michigan. He says the first step in protecting groundwater is knowing exactly where it is.
It'd be a tremendous help for us if we could just go to a resource like this and pull that information, not only to us, but, I mean, even to the developers, it would be a major plus that they could look at.
Knowing exactly what's under the ground also helps planners build in the right places, and it helps them avoid building in the wrong places. For example, planners can put neighborhoods close to supplies of groundwater. They can discourage development on land rich in minerals and construction materials, such as sand and gravel. And they can make sure they don't build industrial plants in places that are especially vulnerable to pollution. Dennis O'Leary is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's helping Kevin Kincare with the map.
Those kinds of decisions that involve competing interests really can't be made rationally unless there's a body of knowledge, of fact, that relates to just what the question's all about, and that's what these maps provide.
But it could be a while before people have access to maps this detailed. The four states in the Mapping Coalition and the Geological Survey all have to share $500,000 a year for the project. That means Kevin Kincare can map only one county every 3 years. It would take two centuries just to finish his state.
We have to have a lot of medical breakthroughs for me to finish this project.
Kincare says the maps are too important to wait that long. He says they need $20 million a year from Congress. With that money, they could put together a complete geologic map of the Great Lakes region in about 16 years. Kincare says he's not optimistic they'll get that kind of money. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.